You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. As you know, that is the startup sound, which means we're getting ready to go. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob, and this is episode number 503. Thank you guys for being with us, for getting us started on the next 500 episodes, being a part of it. We appreciate you guys.
You sound so excited, Rob. Just know, I'm excited. Rob, not so much.
I don't think anybody was thinking he doesn't sound excited until you told them that I don't sound excited.
Well, they're thinking about it now.
Yes, they are. That's true.
But anyway, today we're going to be talking about the video settings of the Mavic Pro after working on a DJI commercial myself and having someone else who did a commercial and a movie with a Mavic Pro. Believe it or not, yes, someone shot a movie with a Mavic Pro. That person told me the settings that they used to shoot that, so I'm going to share it with you. I'm going to share with you my personal settings. But to be honest with you, if you are just sharing to social media and you're not doing any editing, you're not doing any crazy, cool cinematic motion with your Mavic, the video settings that are on there that come stock are great for social media. There's a lot of saturation. Cool. There's a good amount of contrast, and it's great for social media. It's great for looking on a phone. But if you're watching the footage not on a phone, then you're going to want to know these video settings, which are brought to you by our sponsors, which today is going to be Living the Drone Life, the book that I wrote here with my buddy Rob, but also thanks to VideoBlock. So if you use your drone to make videos for whatever reason, whether it's naughty videos or real estate videos, whatever videos you're making, whatever videos you're making, you're going to need segues. You're going to need transitions. You're going to need B-roll. You may also need some copyright-free music. You may need some audio loops, some motion graphics. Good news. Go to videoblocks.com/drone, where you will have access to all of that. Because videoblocks.com is a subscription-based website where you get videos, clips, sound for one monthly price. It's, again, subscription-based, copyright-free library. So check it out for free, videoblocks.com/drone. But Rob, everyone wants to know these settings, so go ahead, play that question.
Well, good afternoon, guys. Just want to say thank you for all the podcast videos you guys produce. I'm a huge follower. And just starting up my business, I did purchase the Mavic Pro, just trying to debate if that was a smart choice for my business to start out. But I don't know. We'll see. But I do have some questions since I am starting out with the Mavic Pro. Is there anything for me to do in regards to the Mavic Pro right off the start on how to capture, you know, good footage in regards to if I'm doing real estate property? Is there any mode sets that are probably the better way of to operate for those types of shots and also with the video? Because I've been hearing a couple different pros and cons on how to video with the Mavic Pro and would love to get some feedback on that. Also, my next question is pricing on how to charge a customer on not only just the photo of what you're shooting, but also the video, and for like my time and for, you know, doing the shot of, you know, for what the customer would want. Is there any like type of spreadsheet that's laid out there just so I'm not undercutting the market or overcharging as well? Like I said, I'm starting out. This is all new to me. Just listening to you guys, trying just to pick it up and go with it, you know. So if you have anything that I can do to make my success for my company to be successful, I'm all ears. And I'm looking to get contacted within your monthly subscription to go forward, because I do love everything you guys are putting out there, and I think it's really cool. If there's anything that you guys can do to help me, please let me know. I'm all ears. Thanks.
Jeremy, thank you so much for the kind words. Thank you for listening. Thank you for the question. And guys, if you have a question, go to askdroneu.com. He asks a couple of questions that I think a lot of people are curious about, and you're going to get us off and running.
Yes. Let me just tackle this. First of all, we have multiple podcasts talking about pricing. In order for you to make good money, you have to know your worth. You have to be a good pilot, and you have to be willing to network and go out there and get business, all things that we talk about really thoroughly in Living the Drone Life. I mean, it is systematic, exactly what you need to do. I really recommend you read that book. It could really be the best $13.99 you've ever spent in your life.
Yeah, read that book. And like you said, go back and listen to some of the old podcasts where, and not that old, where we talk a lot about those subjects.
Definitely, definitely. All right, but let's talk for a second about our DJI Mavic Pro. Let's talk about video settings. Let's talk about photo settings just for a second. I'm going to go into photo first. If you are a drone pilot taking pictures, you know the best way to do it is by going into your photo settings and do a bracketed shot. This bracketed shot is going to take the same picture at different levels of exposure and then put those pictures together in post so we get the most contrast. That's what we call a high dynamic range photo. Now, you can take an HDR shot in the app itself and the picture will actually save to your phone. But with AEB, we recommend that auto exposure bracketing for the picture to be taken in DNG or RAW. So we're going to select RAW. We're going to take that picture at a 4:3 aspect ratio, and we're going to take that shot, the AEB shot, on a 3 or a 5 photo burst. If you're familiar with using Lightroom and the automation in Lightroom, I recommend a 5-shot burst. If you're not familiar with doing that and you're doing all of these, the processing in Photoshop, I recommend a 3-shot burst. But auto exposure bracketing is the way to go. On style, I don't stylize my photos at all whatsoever. Color, I leave it at none. But when we talk about video, that is a whole nother story. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to switch out over to video. All right, we're in video mode now. You can see the backside of the studio behind the camera that no one ever gets to see. It's just a MacBook or a 5K iMac and a monitor, and it's sitting on something. So anyway, we're going to go into our video settings. Now, these are the video settings that I was told to use when filming with the Mavic Pro. Now, again, if you're taking this footage and you're putting it just on Facebook and nowhere else, the settings on the drone are perfect. If you are using the drone for actual cinematography, here's what you should do. When I was shooting for DJI, they recommended that we shoot at 4K 30fps, but the Mavic Pro was actually made to shoot 2.7K, and they really just blew up the sensor to make it shoot 4K. So the best video that you can get out of it is actually at 2.7K. So if we change our video size to 2.7K, and we'll shoot at 30 frames per second. When DJI shot the Mavic Pro commercial and when they used some of the DJI pilots, who are some of my friends, they told them to use 2.7K at 30fps with the Mavic Pro because you'll get the most contrast and the most clarity out of the image, especially when you're downsizing to 1080p and uploading it to YouTube, for example, or uploading it to Facebook. So if you're going to downsize it to 1080, which most people do anyway, 2.7K, 30fps is the way to go. Now, my white balance, I always have set at 5,500 Kelvin. That is just a personal preference. If you're looking at what video settings does DJI ask you to shoot on, every time I've shot for them, it's D-Log. So we're going to go to D-Log. You'll notice that's going to flatten the color a lot. But in post, it's going to allow us to really adjust colors independently of one another so we have more flexibility in color control. But again, if you want the most cinematic stuff, this is how you're going to have to do it. So we're at 2.7K 30. We've got our white balance set. Style is at none. Color is at D-Log. If we go to style and do custom, each custom band, they set on set with DJI to -3, believe it or not. So -3, -3, -3. Boom, boom, boom. And that's going to give us our flattest profile to color grade on. Now, if you want really good footage that you're not really too familiar with color grading, what I would recommend is we're going to go into our settings. Go into our video settings. Style, we can leave the style at -3, -3, -3, but the color, we can go into none. Now, if you'll notice, that's going to make our colors look a lot better. But we can also leave the style on negative 3, negative 3, negative 3. Now, if I set my exposure value down to 0, you can see there our image is a little bit darker, but we still have the range and color and whatnot that we're going to need. So again, 2.7K. If we go again here, color, none. If you don't like to do, you know, color grading, if you can color grade, D-Log is the way to go to get the most out of the camera. And the style, negative 3, negative 3, negative 3. And that's what DJI uses. Those are the video settings for the different examples. If you're like me and you're a small business owner, I'm going to downgrade my video to 1080 every time.
And the reason?
Because why is it any bigger? Most people don't even have TVs bigger than that. Most people don't have screens bigger than that. 1080 is like the internet standard right now, especially for YouTube and everything else. 4K, okay. I just got a 4K TV myself like last week, you know,
really?
So cool. It's kind of new thing. But if you're a small business owner like me, 2.7K at 30, I'm going to put the color at none. And then I'm going to go, I want a little bit more contrast. So I'm going to go 0. Come on. I'm going to go negative 2, 0. The last one, I'm going to go negative 1. So I'm going negative 2, 0, negative 1. And that's what I use on my Mavic. I know that took a little bit, but I had to go back to the settings that I use. You'll notice a little bit more depth in the color there. But also, it kind of looks a little oversaturated. This is because normally, if I'm shooting real estate, if I'm shooting something simple, that I'm not stylizing the footage, this is going to look good because I can just put it in a timeline, color grade it, and output it. So those are the video settings that DJI uses. Those are the video settings that I use. Again, that information came from two separate sources. One, I helped out on the DJI Christmas video, and then one of my buddies works for DJI and actually flies for them and gave me that information. So thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
And now you guys have that information and you know how to best utilize your Mavic Pro, and you got the information from the source, from DJI. So thank you very much to our friends at DJI Manhattan. And yeah.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. I mean, that's inside information, how to best utilize that and get it set just perfectly.
Definitely.
It's awesome.
Definitely. So guys, hope that helps you out. For the podcast listeners on iTunes, if you're listening in your car on the radio, make sure to check this out on YouTube. And if you're watching on YouTube, subscribe, because you'll get a lot of great information like this, more things that'll help eliminate your risk and elevate your flight experience. That's going to do it for us today. My name's Paul.
I'm Rob.
This is Ask Drone U.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sound have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.